Welcome to Living with Moxie, where Lara Canfield and Donna Martouche, authors, entrepreneurs, and leaders in the world of business, education, and coaching, share ideas, resources, and strategies from the hosts and their guests to provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Join us for unique insights from outstanding achievers in business, relationships, health, finances, and living as they share strategies, wisdom, and lessons learned on the path to extraordinary living. Are you ready to live with Moxie?
And welcome to Living with Moxie here on Om Times Radio. I'm your host, Alara Canfield, with my co-host, Donna Martouche. And today we are talking about if your focus is on lack or prosperity. You know, this is something that we hear a lot about, the law of attraction. You know, we hear about where the energy flows, that's where your thoughts go, right? Or the opposite, where your thoughts go, that's where the energy flows. So this call is really about asking yourself, are you going with the flow of the energy that you want, right? Or are you focusing on lack? Are your thoughts focused on lack and scarcity, or are they focused on prosperity? Where is your attention, right? So we're going to talk about a little bit of that and more. We're going to talk about raising your vibration and making a shift in your energy so that you can focus on prosperity, so that you can focus on more of what you would like to attract, more of what you would like to have in your life, instead of maybe what you've been having all along, right? If it's something you don't like. So we're going to be talking about that and much, much more. Donna, are you with us? And we're going to say Donna's on her way in, so she'll be with us shortly.
Okay,
so,
great.
You know, law of attraction. Yes.
Hey there.
Welcome. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Sorry, we had a little connection problem. I had to call from somewhere else. Apologize. How are you?
No worries. It's much better. Good, good, good. Busy, busy times, isn't it?
I know. It's a good thing.
So
though.
Today,
so I'm so
I was just saying that
tonight.
We're talking. Yeah, exactly. Yep. You know, focusing on prosperity, focusing on, you know, where our energy is going, what we're thinking about, the law of attraction, what that really means, is what I was just describing to the listeners right now.
Awesome. That's great. Okay. So I apologize, guys, for starting coming in late. Thank you all for being here today. Go ahead, Shefali, finish. Shefali, did you do Alara? Sorry. That was a habit.
Yeah. No worries. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, the law of attraction is something, you know, it's really about raising your vibration and attracting more of what you want instead of attracting what you don't want. And so a lot of what we're doing is attracting what we don't want because that's our automatic pilot, right? We're not focusing on really attracting what we want, and our energy is not in it. So a lot of times people talk about wanting lots of money, right? Wanting a million. People say, I want $1 million. All right, really, what are you going to do with that $1 million? You know? And so they have no idea, right? And if your energy is not into it, if you don't have no emotion, no feeling, no real connection to that $1 million, you're not going to attract it to you. I'll be honest, it's not going to fall from the sky. Maybe sometimes it may, but I've never seen it. So it really has to do with, are you connected to that, whatever it is that you want, right? That energy of that. And is it realistic for you? And I know sometimes people talk about, well, we can change our reality. You have to have the belief system that you can change your reality. It's not just words. It has to be in your energy field, right? It has to be something that you focus on with your thoughts and your feelings in a positive way, or in a way that is aligned with you, right? So you know, this call is going to be all over the place because we're going to be talking about thoughts. We're going to be talking about emotions and feelings and beliefs. And I know for myself, this is something that I talk about and teach about a lot. So right now, I'm starting a new workshop tomorrow, and it's called Intention Manifestation Mastery. So it's all about manifesting. And so it's really exciting to be able to talk about the law of attraction and what you're focusing on right now. So because this is a brand new year. We're still in January, so it's still a brand new year. You know, it really is important for you to think about, what are you focusing on? And are you focusing on the abundance? Are you focusing on the energy of already having whatever it is that you are desiring? Or are you focusing on the lack of it, the lack of not having it, right? So, Donna, did you want to add something to that? I know I could talk about this, you know, for the full hour.
Sure, absolutely. So one of the things that happens very often is I will have people say to me, you know, that law of attraction stuff, you know, that doesn't really work. I focus my thoughts and I'm always saying, I want money, I want money, I want money, or I want a job, or I want my lover to come, or I want this, or I want that, whatever it is that they want, really would like to happen. And the one, you know, there's some components there that I don't think that they realize, and they go, well, it doesn't work for me, becomes the assumption, and they get really frustrated because they say they're always thinking about what they want. But one thing that really happens that's really key in all of this is that everything, every thought has a vibration to it, right? So when you're saying something like, I want a relationship, I'm dying to have a, you know, I'd love to have a relationship, I've been asking for a relationship and it's not showing up, or something along those lines, every want has two sides, right? When you're asking that question, every want, everything that you really desire to have, has the side of the awareness that you're lacking it and the desire that it's actually, you've asked for it and you know that it's coming and there's no gap there. There's no missing of it. When you're asking from that space of, you know, I want a relationship, and it feels more like need, it feels more like lack, it feels more like an awareness that it's not here, that something's missing, you're actually energetically, vibrationally asking the opposite. And what you're doing is creating an energy that won't allow it to come, because you're getting more of what you're thinking about, and you don't realize that your vibration is more on lack of relationship, so you get more lack of relationship, right? So it's kind of an interesting thing for people to realize, because they don't realize that that's the energy that they're sending out until we have a conversation like this one, and you sort of break it down and go, okay, well, this is what it looks like, and if it feels like it's coming from a space of need or lack, then you're actually asking for more need and lack. So what do you do in the meantime? Well, in the meantime, after you've asked for it, start focusing on the things that you really do have that you love and you enjoy, so that you can make sure that your vibration is more in sort of the energy of receiving, and that you're not focused on the lack of what hasn't come. And the more that you can do that, the more you'd be willing and shifting your energy so that you can actually receive what it is that you're asking for. But as long as you're focused on the not having of it, it's not something that could happen for you. So some of the things we're going to be able to do today is talk about how you can shift your vibration, techniques and ways that you can do that, because sometimes it's really hard. I mean, when you're talking about money and you're saying, I want money, and you got, you know, five bills sitting on your kitchen table that you can't pay, it becomes hard to focus on the fact that you have abundance, or to feel prosperous, or to ask from a vibration of knowing that it's actually there just because you're asking for it and it will be there. So, but there are techniques that you can use in order to fill that gap, so you're not coming from lack and you are really coming from the space of knowing that you are infinite being, if you want to say that. You are this energetic being who can create and have anything and everything that you truly desire, as long as you stop functioning from lack, right? So does that all make sense?
Absolutely, it does. And also, you know, it's about the energy of having it already in your energy field. And, you know, a lot of you may not understand what that means, but sometimes it's about, you know, energetically pretending that you have it already, then feeling what that feels like, you know, even if you don't have it yet. So if there's a relationship that you would like to have, start to imagine what that feels like, you know. And also, when it comes to relationships, for example, also be happy to be in the relationship with yourself, you know. I remember when I first got into my current relationship,
I can't hear you at all.
I can.
Are you walking around? Because you're kind of going in and out to me.
Nope, I'm fine.
Okay, go ahead.
Yep.
Now I hear you loud and clear. Sorry, but I didn't hear you at all. It was just weird. It was like you were talking and then you sort of just faded away. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know where I was now. So, but it's about, you know, being happy in your own skin as well, being happy within your own relationship, being happy being alone if that is what's going on right now. Because if you're in the energy of not having and feeling that lack, like Donna said, you're going to attract more of that, right? So you also have to be happy and satisfied with where you are right now and desiring more of what you would like. So, you know, it begins with being satisfied where you are and then desiring more, and we'll talk about that when we come back from our break as well, have how you can get into that energetic frame of mind of satisfaction, being happy, being grateful, feeling expansive. You know, it's all about raising your vibration and being in that energy of, I know I can have that. I believe it's coming to me. I deserve it. All of that is necessary to really attract that to you, to magnetize that to you. And also, you know, think about the reasons of why you don't have it right now, right? And so people don't like to talk about why, but there's some sort of resistance. You know, if you don't have what you want right now, it's because there's some sort of resistance in place, right? And so maybe there's some healing or clearing or releasing that needs to be done so that you can attract more of what you do want with ease. hopefully that made sense. There's always so much involved in this whole topic of attraction. It's not just about visualizing. It's not just about wanting it and saying this is what I want. There's a lot more involved to actually have it, you know. And so we'll talk about all of that. It's about mindset. It's about energy. It's about emotions, you know, and so much more. So like I said, we'll talk about more of that when we come back from break and get into some techniques that can help you to raise your vibration and start to magnetize what it is that you would like into your life to really do your benefit, right?
Yep, right as soon as we get back from these messages. That would be fantastic. Looking forward to that conversation. And I would think that was break. There you go. Be right back after these messages, everybody.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OWN Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Is there an area of your life where you feel frustrated, stuck, confused, or unhappy? Do you feel like you keep saying you will change it and yet seem to end up in the same place over and over again? Donna Martouche is an international strategic intervention and results coach. Her extensive experience and training helps her help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be. If you are ready to change something, ready to decrease your anxiety and create something different in your life, ready to stop beating yourself up and achieve that goal, create that dream relationship, change your money story, build a successful business, or finally are ready to ask for and receive help from someone who can truly help you make a difference in your life, then now is the time to work with Donna Martouche. Go to www.beyondamomentintime.com to schedule your free strategy session and see what working with a results coach can create for you in your personal life or your business. Join the list of success stories from those who have worked with Donna all around the world. Schedule your free strategy session today. Go to www.beyondamomentintime.com and sign up now.
Whoa. The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. I am so happy to be here. We are here talking about ways that you can shift and work with your vibrations so that you can actually go from the feeling of asking from a place of need and an awareness of lack to the knowing that actually everything is always working out for you and that you are able to receive what it is that you are asking for. So here in this time and space reality, what very often happens is, you know, we look at what it is that we have to, I guess you want to say, face every day, what's going on every day in this real world, and we use that very often to sort of fight and justify what we've decided our limitations are. So when I'm talking to someone, I may hear that, you know, I may hear them say, well, obviously, it's not working for me because I just got this bill and I just got this bill and I just got this bill and this money didn't come and this money didn't come and this was supposed to come, but this didn't work out. And that's sort of a way that we stay stuck and we fight for our limitations, and that obviously you do have to face. I mean, you do have to respond to things that are going on. However, you can respond to them from a very different space. I mean, you could respond to them literally from the idea of saying something and talking yourself into a very different space of, yes, I have some bills here and I'm doing the best that I can and I know that everything always works out for me and there's money coming and I don't have to worry about where or how or when. I just know that it's going to all work out. So I'll do the best that I can today and I'm going to do a little bit here and I'm going to do a little bit there, and I feel really good that knowing that in these circumstances I'm doing everything that I can and that every day everything's always getting better and better and better. And that's just one of the ways that you literally can start to talk yourself into a different space, because that's very different than sitting there and saying, I can't do this, nothing's changing, this isn't working. You know, I tried this, I keep asking for money, money doesn't come. That's, you know, that's not the energy. You can't get what you're asking for from that space. So I'm one who talks about language and words all the time. I do activities in the morning, so if I know that there's a spot that I feel like I'm getting stuck in, a spot where I recognize that I'm getting in my own way because the thoughts are more focused on lack instead of need, I do exactly what you just heard me do, and I sort of talk myself up the vibrational ladder from where I am to the space of knowing that everything changes every single second, and this is not a forever situation. I already know it's not a forever situation because there is no such thing as a forever situation. Things are changing all the time. And my life has shown me that everything's always working out for me, and it really always works out for me even better than I usually ask for it to work out for me. And I don't have to know when it's going to look like it works out for me, and I don't have to know how. I just know that it is absolutely going to work out for me. And then I start to feel really different. Some of the things that I might do is start writing about some of the times that I've had that were just so much fun to watch how everything does work out for me. And, you know, from how many times it worked out for me perfectly, and I'd write a little story about that so I can connect with that energy. And then you sort of giggle and you laugh and you're like, oh, my God, and remember, like, I was, you know, I wasn't even worried then. I was just confident that it was all going to work out, and it did work out, and look how it worked out. And you start stacking, which is really what I call it. You start stacking up all of the examples of times that it has always worked out for you. And then you start to resonate with a very different vibration and a very different energy, and you start to get to the space of receiving instead of resisting. So those are two techniques that I use in order to shift my vibration from one of the awareness of lack and need to the space of allowing and receiving. How does that sound? What do you think, Laura?
Wonderful, Donna. Thank you. Yeah, and you know, I love that. I also do that. Plus, I also use gratitude. You know, as everybody knows, I like to write in my gratitude journal what I'm grateful for that day.
And so sometimes when I'm having a particular difficult time, I will write in my gratitude journal, and then I'll go back and read some other days that I've written, and it helps to bring my vibration up, my energy up, and it shows me all of the good things I already have in my life. I also like to listen to sometimes guided meditations, you know, guided processes that are uplifting and energizing and bring me back to that place of center where I can connect within and connect to the divine. And really, when I'm in that space, my vibration becomes so much higher that I see the bigger picture. I start to have, you know, more connection with who I really am, get out of my head and back into my heart. And that makes a huge difference. And also sometimes I have to go outside. You know, it's like, go outside, go for a walk, get in there, and that'll shift my vibration and energy as well. So all these things are about changing where you are in that moment. So when you're stuck in that, in a moment, change it. You can do anything, you know. All of these things that we talked about right now are excellent ways to shift our energy, raise our vibration, and then ask questions. It's like, okay, you know, what would it take for a blah, blah, blah to show up? Or universe, show me something beautiful. Or, you know, what's magical about my life today? Or, you know, whatever it is, you know, I love asking those kinds of questions as well. And then you're not looking for the answer, but you're expecting an answer, but not looking for it, aware of something magical happening, something magical showing up, something beautiful showing up. And, you know, there's no coincidence, right? So once you do ask for something, it shows up, you know. Be open to that and be receptive. And so a lot of this has to do with being open to receiving the good, bad, and the ugly, but receiving it without any judgment, right? And so sometimes when we are looking for something, we're really strict about how, or controlling about how we want it to show up, instead of being open to the universe, you know, bring it to us in something even better than we wanted. And just like you were talking to Donna, you know, and for me, that has happened so many times, and it's so magical, and I'm like so grateful, because I have an idea of the energy that I would like to feel. You know, so it's not about the thing per se, but it's more of the energy of how I would like to feel and the experience that I would like to have. And then it's it always shows up so much better than I could have imagined. And it's like, wow, you know, and part of that has to be because I'm open to receiving more than what I'm asking for, right? And so I'm open to receiving it in a way that is magical and joyful and abundant. And without controlling it, without limiting it, you know, because sometimes we tend to limit with our own thoughts and our own feelings and our beliefs of what we can have. So, you know, this or something better or whatever, you know, it happens to be, I'm open to seeing how that is, how it unfolds, right? So for me, it's always about being in that state of wonder and awe and possibilities, right? So does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just not an easy space, I think, for people to get into when they're feeling stuck, mm-hmm. or frustrated or feeling like everything has just got, you know, gone wrong, right? So mm-hmm. So practicing and playing with it and deciding that how you feel, because that very often is an indication of where you are vibrationally, is important to you. So, you know, it's actually really good to feel good, and it's really good to be happy, and it's in that state that you're functioning at a vibration that is more of receiving than it is of lack. So if you allowed yourself to demand of yourself to keep reaching for higher feelings and higher mm-hmm. energy vibrations, each day you could notice yourself going up that scale, and it's not focused on your outside situation. It becomes focused on what it is you're willing to create, right? Because there's always something that can bring you to the space of feeling free or prosperous and joyful. I mean, there's always something you can do, and that's got to come from inside you. It's not from conditions that exist around you. And when you can do that, when you can do that, you can actually really begin to create from a whole different space. That's part of what my Deliberate Creation 30-day program is about, is teaching people how to function from that space. When you create from that space, things happen more naturally because you're more in touch, you're more in tune, and you're more at the vibration where you're able to receive information, receive your guidance, and you're learning to create your life not by reacting to what you're seeing in the conditions around you, but by creating it from where you are inside you. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. And, you know, and we've talked about this before, but it really is about creating your reality of what you would like to experience, what you would like to see in the world, in your life, right? So sometimes one of my clients recently just asked me, what if I don't know what I want? You know, so a lot of times we think we don't know what we want, but we're kind of limiting ourselves. We're kind of controlling the situation. So it's a matter of asking yourself, if I had no limits, if I had no restrictions, what would I want to experience? What would be joyful for me? What would be fun for me? And just brainstorming, just writing it down, you know, just dreaming. And I think a lot of us have forgotten how to dream. We get bogged down in the practicality of day-to-day life that we forget about the dreaming and what's fun for us and what's joyful for us. So one of the exercises that I would suggest for all of us is to brainstorm and write down, you know, 20 things that you'd like to do. You know, I'm doing that right now. I'm writing down 100. I think I'm at 27. So I'm getting there, you know. And it's just, it's opening up more possibilities. Like, oh, I didn't think of this. Oh, this is a good idea, you know. And it just opens you up to new possibilities, new opportunities, and seeing where they can go for you, right? Oh, we'll be back in just a few moments.
Let's talk about that when we get back from the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello. Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. We are back here on Living with Moxie. Thank you so much for being here. We were just talking about so much, but I was talking about brainstorming, just writing down like 100 things that you would love to do in, you know, this year, for example, right? And so part of it is not just about imagining, it's not just about dreaming. It's also about taking action. And so that's something that I really want us all to focus on as well, is that the law of attraction, yeah, it's attracting it to you, having the proper mindset, you know, being in the state of expansiveness and so on. that's all great, but you also have to take action too. So, you know, thoughts and ideas are going to come to you, different opportunities are going to come to you, and then, for, you know, take action on those, right? If, you know, if you're asking for something and then somebody calls you about a certain idea, look at it. Is that right for you, right? So you might want to take action on that. Right, Donna?
Absolutely. Absolutely, you might want. So, you know, one of the things that I always tell people is that, you know, you have to, you know, that you have to. So one of the things that I realized just for me is that, you know, when I'm willing to take the steps to function from a different space, I receive my guidance with a lot more ease. And so action almost feels like the next logical step. You just know. There's just, you know, you just know what to do, and things just start to unfold. And it kind of reminds me of, I don't remember what movie it was, but there was a movie where somebody would take a step, and then, you know, there's something about faith. Someone would take a step, and then the ground underneath her just started to flow underneath where her feet needed to go, but there mm-hmm. was no ground. So there had mm-hmm. to be a lot of trust there, and I can't remember what movie that was or where that came from.
Isn't it the Harrison Ford movie, The Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Well, I don't know. You could probably name 100 of them. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm really not sure. But the whole idea is that's really what starts to happen. And what I really learned is, you know, to understand what was the difference between, and it took some time. What was the difference between my guidance and you know, the doubt and the other thoughts that come into your mind? Because sometimes people say, well, my mm-hmm. gut told me that I shouldn't do that. And I have found that, mm-hmm. at least in my experience, guidance doesn't work that way. Like, guidance doesn't function from fear and doesn't say, oh, you can't do that. Or it may steer you in a direction and seems to be more focused on mm-hmm. the steps to take versus the steps to avoid. You know, like, it's not fear-based. It's not doubt-based. So it might be one of those things where someone would say, you know, they avoided an accident one morning, but it wasn't because someone said, oh, don't take that highway. It was because they suddenly remembered to get Band-Aids and they thought it was a good morning to stop at CVS or something along those lines. So they got sort of led in another direction, and that is more of what your guidance yeah. feels like than the whole other way around. So when you have those voices saying, this isn't working, the law of attraction doesn't work for me, I keep saying what I want, it doesn't follow, it doesn't make any sense. Even when you say it, it doesn't feel light. Even when you say it, it doesn't feel true. So that's usually an indication that it's a separation of you from your guidance system, and mm-hmm. that you're not actually resonating where it would be beneficial for you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And if, you know, if I could just share a quick little story about this, because you know, when I got married, 2 years ago now, almost a year and a half anyways, at the time it was in a really difficult time. Like, there was no set structure of any sort, you know, and everything. But in my heart, I felt that this is the right thing to do, you know? And so for me, I'm a feeling type of person. So I get guidance through feelings and through my heart. And so I felt like, yeah, this is the right thing to do. It's the right time to do it. And I felt it really strongly in my being, in my heart. And it really resonated with me. But everybody else around me was saying, no, 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 you can't do this. You know, how is this going to work? You know, it's like, why would you even do this? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, listen, I'm not going to listen to those naysayers, or I'm just going to follow my heart. My heart, my guidance, you know, it's resonating with me. And this is what it's saying. And so I did. And it was like, oh, my God, the most beautiful, magical, amazing experience I could ever have imagined. I mean, I could have imagined it going so well and so beautifully. But if I would have listened to my parents or, you know, other family members and friends, and then listened to their advice and not done what I felt strongly in my heart, I probably would not be married right now, right? So it's about trusting your guidance, trusting those feelings that you get that says, you know, do this, as long as it's coming from, you know, not your mind, right? You know, I'll be honest. Sometimes our mind can only take us so far. And that's that faith and that trust. So I trusted in that inner guidance, that knowingness that said, yes, this is the right thing to do. Yes, go for it. And I did with all my heart. And I focused all my energy towards that, with that feeling of, this is perfect. It's all going to work out. You know, this is for my highest good. And I know it's, I know this is the right thing for me to do. And in this way, and in this place, everything was just beautiful. And that's how I learned over the past years, few years, five, 6 years, to trust my guidance, to trust my knowing, to trust my heart, to trust that GPS system that's within all of us of what is right for me and what's not, and when to follow it. Well, always follow it for me anyways. And when to silence my mind, because sometimes fears and, you know, come up through the mind of what to do, what not to do, and, you know, this might happen and that might happen. So I always go back to my heart space and I say, okay, what do I really want? You know, what makes me feel good? You know, what is resonating with me? And I trust that, you know, and I follow that, and it's never led me wrong. It's never led me wrong. So I just wanted to share that quick little story. Maybe not so quick.
Yeah, oh, thank you for that. That's fantastic. So for the next few minutes, I mean, what are some of the techniques that we might be able to do to help somebody move from something to a little bit of a higher level of functioning? I know there was, when you lost your voice, there was something that you wanted to do with everybody and walk everybody through. Do you think that would be something that would work right now?
No, because you know what? I'm noticing my throat is, again, not there. It's like, damn.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not, yeah.
I wonder what that's all about.
There.
Yeah,
it just started like an hour or two ago when I had this massive coughing fit, and it's like now it's stuck, you know, it's like it's stuck there, you know, it's like,
My goodness.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. So that always happens. That happens to me. You know, when that happens to me, I always know that there's somebody visiting from the other side, which is very interesting. But that it's totally off topic, but I often know that someone has entered the room or the space. That someone who's passed when I suddenly am losing my voice. So it's an interesting thing for me to see, but yeah, go ahead.
You know, when I had the coughing fit about 2 hours ago, at that time when I had the coughing fit, it felt to me, it's like, oh, somebody's, not the word attacking, but somebody's not happy with me for something, you know, and it's like, interesting, you know. So it was just an awareness that I had received in that moment, and it's like, interesting. So it popped in out of nowhere, and you know, it will I will have to do some work to release it, you know, with ease a little bit later, but that's a whole other topic. But you know, it is about, you know, being aware of these things that happen to come to you and not negating them, you know. So I the awareness came to me, and it's like, it's that's interesting. So, you know, not saying, well, that's stupid, you know, it's like, that's weird. No, it's like, oh, that's interesting. You know, and then what am I going to do with it, right? So, totally off topic now.
That's right. You know, it's interesting to me because it's sort of like, you know, when I talk about shifting vibrations and I talk about following your guidance, information from channeling or from the other side or from using, you know, I truly believe that we all have information that comes to us and guides or energies around us that are supporting us when we allow that to be the case and we're willing to receive it, right? So it's not a surprise to me that it would actually pop up in this conversation in any way, shape, or form. And I say that because I've, you know, even in the morning when I go for my walks or when I walk the dogs over in a wooded area in the morning, and I just feel so connected. And I'm open and I'm so aware of all of the energy that's all around and all of the energies that are around that are supporting me and adoring me and, you know, always there for me. And those are some of the ways that I can also sense where I am vibrationally for the day. And I try to set the tone for the day for that of being more open and receiving and aware for questions and possibilities. So it's an interesting thing that it came up, and it's not a surprise to me because I somehow think that the more aware you are, somehow that's all connected. Does that make any sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Or did that just confuse me?
Yeah. No, that's great. And I was just thinking right now that, you know, sometimes the way that we can become more aware, believe it or not, and it's like when we are connected to nature, when we're connected to the Mother Earth, you know, connecting our energy into Earth, it grounds us. These words are so, like, not being used properly sometimes. But what I mean by that is that information comes into our energy field completely. Instead of staying out there in the ether, it comes into our energy field so that we can access it with more ease. And so sometimes, you know, I will just focus into my body, you know, so like, for example, my throat, and I will ask questions of, okay, what's going on here? What is this? Is it even mine, you know? And what can I do with it?
You know,
yeah, so, yeah, I'm going to send this on its way.
Yep.
So
for sure.
For me, it's about, okay, let's just send this on its way, you know, because it's not mine. And you know, even if it did come to me in whatever way, thank you, and I'm going to send it on its way, because it doesn't really, if it doesn't serve me, it's gone. So a lot of this has to do with being aware of our thoughts, being aware of our feelings, being aware of our energy, being aware of what's happening in our bodies as well, right? As well as everywhere else around us. So how many of you are honestly aware of what's going on with you, your whole energy system, with your thoughts and your feelings and emotions all the time? Okay, I'll be honest, we can't do it all the time. We could, but it's like, ah. So, you know, the more you can connect into your body, the more that you can be present. So, you know, on the top of the hour, every hour, if you can just connect into your body, you know, it could be your knee for, I don't care, anywhere, right? Because sometimes people have a hard time connecting to their heart. So focus on your knee, focus on your finger, anywhere. Just connect into your body to be more present. And that will help you with more. I'm going to break in a second and see. My voice is like, yes, it's saying, Alara, stop talking.
That's okay. So funny, because you sounded fine the last time we said, it's hysterical. Maybe it's that. I'm going to ask some questions around that one. All right. So, yeah, so as we go to break, write down some of the areas that you'd actually like to see your vibration shift in and you be able to receive, and we can facilitate you or work on those areas when we get back right after these messages.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hello, everyone. This is Alara Canfield, and with my co-host, Donna Martouge, here on Living with Moxie. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so grateful. We are so grateful. So we're going to do some, let me just ask you all a question right now, because, you know, this is a big topic, and so obviously there's a reason why my throat is acting up, you know, so the throat is about all about expression and communication, right? So, you know, about expressing your truth, communicating your truth, being who you really are. So, I mean, let me just ask you a question. Are you being everything and that you are, that you can be, you know, or are you limiting yourself? Are you holding yourself from
speaking your truth, from being your truth, living authentically, life that you can live? Are you holding yourself back from that? So would you like to let that go now? So I just want you to take a deep breath in and breathe in love and grace, ease and joy, and breathe out all those feelings, all those thoughts, all that energy that's been holding you back. Oh, excuse me. Ooh. And see, already as I'm doing this, I can already feel my throat getting stronger. So, quick little one. All right, it's in and out, but yeah, I feel stronger anyway. So, you know, we can ask ourselves questions and we can release that energy, those thoughts, those beliefs, those feelings that are stuck, you know, that have been holding us back in whatever way, whether it's a manifestation, whether it's attracting the love of your life, whether it's attracting different business opportunities or career opportunities. You can go within yourself and ask yourself questions like that. Like, everywhere that I'm holding myself back from doing this, I'm now willing to let that go, right? And then really breathe in something positive, you know, whatever that happens to be, and then release that energy that is no longer serving you.
Does that make sense, Donna?
Yes, that makes sense.
And that's something that we can all do, okay? So this is, you know, we don't need to have somebody else facilitate us all the time. We can do this on our own.
I'm not the one talking, that's Shefali. I haven't spoken yet. Okay, all right. So, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so you guys, I think we sort of lost Shefali a little bit. She was in the middle of doing a technique there, and I'm just going to talk a little bit about one of the things that you can do and how you recognize where you are. I teach people about vibrational scales. So when you're doing something related to the law of attraction, you always have a really easy way to know where you are. And your emotions are your indicators, right? So every day we wake up in a certain space. Some of us wake up really excited. You know, I used to have a roommate in college. I used to have my roommate when I was in college, who I love and adore to this day, was this really happy person when she woke up in the morning. And I was this person who, you know, I was generally happy. However, I worked 3 jobs. She didn't do that when she was in school. Her school was all taken care of for her. So I worked, I taught, and then I worked, bartended my way through college. So by the time I'm getting home, it was like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and then she's opening up the blinds and whistling and singing, and she's ready to start her day, and I'm like, I just fell asleep. So people are very different in the way they wake up in the morning, and now I'm one of the happier people that wakes up in the morning, but you know how you are, and you know where you are on that emotional scale. The minute you wake up, you're setting your emotional disc as to where you are vibrationally for the whole entire day, right? Which is one of the reasons why when I work with people in my 30-day deliberate creation program that I do, that I actually have them work with me. We integrate morning activities. I am one who always says, you know, shoot for something like meditation, mainly because it's the easiest way to clear people's minds. Most people cannot stop their thoughts. You just can't get that clear space, right? So some people do it. Like if you're an avid runner, or you notice that athletes, like, they get into this place that they may refer to as the zone, musicians as well, very creative people often get there. That's the space that I'm talking about that you want to get into, where you can actually then consciously choose where you'd like to be on that scale. And when you're doing that, so in the morning, if you can give yourself 15 minutes, and 15 minutes is however you're going to do it, to set your intention for where you're going to function for the day. You're going to reach for the highest emotional, vibrational state that you can, right? Where joy, and believe it or not, there's even more beyond joy. But most people here only allow themselves to get to joy, and some don't even allow themselves to get there. So you're going to shoot for the highest one that you can. Now, if you are currently in a space where you're functioning from depression or grief or anger, you're not going to shoot for joy because you're not going to get there. You're going to go for something a little bit easier than that, so a little bit less than that, whatever that may be. So instead of anger, then you're going for something believe it or not, that could be along the lines of frustration, right? Or something that's a little bit lighter than anger, not as heavy, but just for the next level of feeling positive, emotional, vibrational functioning that you can shoot for the whole entire day. And then you just aim to stay there. So all day when you notice that your thoughts are going into another direction because you're responding, usually we let that happen because we're responding to an outside circumstance. And what you start to do is train yourself to not allow outside circumstances to impact your mental state, your emotional state. And it's an interesting thing because people sometimes have gotten frustrated with me, especially in the last 3 years as I've gotten much, much, much stronger, I want to say, at this. What I've noticed is people then say, oh, well, you don't feel anything or you don't notice anything or, so if I'm in the airport and somebody's, just got frustrated because they got tapped down or they got put over on the line or because they thought that this safety person was not nice or something, I don't notice that. That's just not where my attraction goes. I notice the person who was just helping someone open a door because they couldn't do it because they were walking with a cane. Whatever that is, I tend to notice the kindness and the generosity, and sometimes what you're noticing and what you're seeing in front of you is a really great indication of where you're vibrationally set at for the day, because you will always get exactly what you're giving out vibrationally. So it's like the universe is your mirror. So what you're experiencing throughout the day, if it's all frustration, well, that's an indication of where you are. So you can do the work from there and say, okay, well, how do I reach for something more? Let me shift my thoughts to something else. And you can do that by taking a walk. You can do that by doing some deep breathing. You can do that by meditation. It is easiest and best to do it first thing in the morning, much harder to do once you're already in the middle of your day and you've had one event after another event and you've sort of created this momentum of going down a path. But you get to choose it, and then you have to practice throughout the day just constantly catching yourself when you're going off the better feeling thought to somewhere else, and go back to the better feeling thought. Go back to the better feeling thought. And the more you're able to do that, the more you'll notice that things start to unfold for you a lot easier, because you get what you're thinking about and you get what you're emitting throughout the whole entire day. So these are the pieces of the whole law of attraction component that a lot of people really never understood. They hear ask and you shall receive, but they don't understand ask and you shall receive to the point of, well, I ask every day. But when you're asking, you can only receive from the level that you're vibrationally functioning at. The work is in the vibration, the emotional state of where you are each and every day. That's your work. It's an inside job. And once you're able to raise that, you'll see it. I mean, you ever remember a time when maybe you were in love with somebody or you felt the feeling of love and it just felt like nothing can go wrong, and you hit the lottery for this amount of money and then this happened and you got the job and suddenly you were losing weight but you weren't even focusing on your diet and all of those things just seems to just start to happen because you're at that vibration of love, which is a very high vibration, and adoring, which is a very high vibration. So you're able to receive a lot more. So fall in love. Fall in love with you. Fall in love with the tree that's in the park that you go see every day. Fall in love with the feeling of the breeze on your face or the sun on your skin. Things that you can give yourself every single day, because it comes from you. It comes from you. It's not about responding to outside circumstances. So that's the trick. That's the homework, is practicing actually choosing where you're going to resonate and vibrate every single day. And you'll notice, I can promise you, if you listen to this again, that within 72 hours you'll start to notice things shifting for you. If you honestly wake up in the morning and give this a try, where you start reaching for the better feeling thought all throughout the day, and don't focus on what it is that you were asking for that hasn't shown up, but focus on everything that has. Focus on how everything had always worked out for you in your whole entire life, and how generous the universe is. And even when people say this is a world that's so filled with lack, I mean, I take a walk right down the block and I'm by the river and in the woods, and I look at nature and all, and there's no sense of lack anywhere there. It's all abundance. I mean, it's sort of like, you take an orange from a tree as the fruit is growing, and the tree doesn't slap your hand and go, hey, I've given out enough fruit for the day, give that piece back. It's like, okay, cool. Here, I'll gift this to you, because it is an abundant universe, because there is more, and you just have to be willing to receive and to gift, and all of that is an energy. And when you're there, you know you're there, because suddenly it feels like you have the Midas touch and everything is turning to gold for you, right? And you know when that is. But the streak doesn't have to end if you're willing to do the inside work. So I hope that that's something that you guys all have a lot of fun with this week. Enjoy it. You know, you could send us some messages. You could write on our Facebook page, ask for more activities about how you can reach for those better feeling thoughts when you feel like everything has just gone wrong, or you've just in that spot where you feel like nothing is really working for you. Where do you start? Where do you focus? That's very often what happens when I'm working with some of the people who come in to my 30-day program. I have a 30-day deliberate creation program. You can see it on my website, www.beyondamomentintime.com. It starts on the first of every month, and it's 30 days, and I work with everybody who's in the group in really shifting their vibration and becoming deliberate creators of what it is that they'd like to have. And we set specific goals, and we do some data collection, and we see the progress from week to week, and people are just floored, completely amazed at how much they're able to create and how easy it is once they make feeling good and taking care of their emotional state from the inside a huge priority in their life. Right? Because it is a priority in your life. There's really, truly nothing more important than that if you'd like to create your life. So come back for more next week. Listen to it again if you have to. I'd love to see and hear what happens in the next 72 hours. Take care, everybody. We love you very much. Thanks for being here. Have a great week.